Professor Christensen taught the required freshman survey course in Christianity at a small American college. This year, the course served 30 students studying in a variety of majors. The course curriculum presented the essence of the gospel, not a topic that all students took seriously. Most looked upon the course as nothing but required drudgery. Many left assignments undone, failed tests, or skipped classes. This particular year, Dr. Christensen had a special student named Steve who, though just a freshman, was studying with the intent of going into the seminary for the ministry. Steve was popular. He was well-liked, and he was an imposing physical specimen, the starting center on the school football team, as well as the best student in professor's class. One day, Dr. Christensen asked Steve to stay after class so he could talk with him. "How many push-ups can you do, Steve?" the professor asked. Steve's reply, "I do 200 nightly." "Impressive," noted Dr. Christensen. "Do you think you could do 300? Steve thought a moment and replied, "I don't know. I've never done 300 at one time, but I can try." The professor responded, "For the final class project this coming Friday, I need you to do 300 push-ups in sets of 10. Steve replied, "I'll surely try." Steve got to class early that Friday and sat in the front of the classroom. Class began as Dr. Christensen presented a big box of extra fancy donuts to the sounds of pleasure from the class. The professor asked Cynthia in the first row, "Would you like a donut?" "Yes, of course," she replied. The professor asked Steve to do 10 push-ups so Cynthia could have a donut. The professor approached the next four students in a row with the same question, and Steve performed the same 10 push-ups per student as before. The professor continued with the second row, and Steve did 50 more push-ups, rewarding the students with donuts. Scott, a basketball player, was next, saying no in response. "I can do my own push-ups." The professor answered, "No, Scott. Steve has to do them. Steve, please do 10 push-ups so Scott can have a donut he does not want." After several students expressed dismay at Steve's efforts when they said no to a donut, Dr. Christensen reminded them that this was his classroom, his desk, and his donut treats. So just leave the treat on the desk uneaten. Meanwhile, several students, finished with other classes, wandered into the room, not aware of the nature of the task at hand in today's class. There were now a total of 35, putting more burden on the already stressed Steve as he willingly performed more push-ups for the strangers to the class. The professor approached the last student, Susan, who replied with tears in her eyes for the now exhausted and sweating Steve, whose arms had buckled beneath him and he had fallen to the floor. "Dr. Christensen, can I help him?" she asked. With tears of his own, the professor replied, "No, he has to do it alone. He has accepted the task and must carry through. I chose Steve because he alone has completed all the assignments and has a perfect grade in class. I told Steve that no other students could have a donut unless he paid the price doing the push-ups. He willingly accepted the task." At this point, Dr. Christensen spoke to the entire class. "And so it was that our Savior Jesus Christ on the cross said to the Father, 'Into thy hands I commend my spirit.' With the understanding that Jesus had fulfilled his promise, he yielded up his life. Many in this room left the gift on the desk uneaten." To Steve, he remarked, "Well done, good and faithful servant. My wish to you in this class is that you might understand and fully comprehend all the wishes of grace and mercy that have been given to you through the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior. God spared not his only begotten Son, but gave him up for us all, now and forever. Whether or not we choose to accept God's gift to us, the price has been paid. Wouldn't you be foolish and ungrateful to leave it lying on the desk?"